But somehow, this issue that seems to be so far removed from following Jesus to many of you has the most incredible link to the very things that you're hungry for. The very things that your heart cries out for. In fact, there are people in this room, you don't even know the Lord Jesus. I want you to know something. You have a privilege this morning of being able to give your life to Christ. We're going to pray in a moment. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask some of the elders, leaders, staff people, wives to come up along the front, and we're going to dismiss in just a few minutes, and I'm going to ask you, come on, some of you elders and leaders, come on up along the front if you would. Some of you just need prayer, and I'm going to dismiss you in a moment. We're going to pray together, but some of you need someone just to pray for you. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus, listen to me. This is your opportunity. Make a bold step. Come and talk to somebody and tell them of your need for Christ, that you want to be born again. You want to know what it is to be forgiven for all sin. Some of you have situations going on in your life. You need a miracle. You need a physical healing, some provision. The list is endless. I encourage you, please, if you're carrying something this morning, you want prayer, we've got a team of people here that it's their joy and privilege to pray for you. But before we do any of that, again, I would like us to do a heart check. A heart check. And I want you just to put your hand right here, would you? And I want you to pray. Pray according to your heart. Father, I give you all of me, every part of me. Father, teach me your principles regarding finances. Teach me, Father. Teach me. Cause me to know deep inside what it is to obey you, to surrender to your lordship, and out of a fear to you that we respond with generosity. God, I pray for this body of people that you would cause this body of people to be known, not in just for a moment, but for a lifetime. Help us to be recognized because of generosity. Father, I pray for that gift, the gift that you gave to David, King David, that he was one who delighted incredibly in giving. And I pray that that same anointing we've received his example in worship. Father, help that worship passion to break forth into our finances, to where with the same heart we're recognized for generosity, that you might be honored. That's our cry, Father. That's our cry. So I pray that in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray for every person in this room that has received lies from the enemy, fears and inhibitions regarding their own finances, their own health of their family, that where those lies have been planted and have taken root, Father, that you would uproot them and teach us the ways of the kingdom. We pray it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Everybody said,